This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, Dr. Rashid Batar, how's my friend? You ready for another advanced medicine show here?
I am, but you sound like you're almost worn out.
You know, it's been that week. I don't know what it was. Super Don, do you remember what it was this week? I said I needed a nap, and ever since then I've been on fire on the air. I just don't remember what happened sometimes.
What was that? You got it's
you know
true.
What it was?
I fully expected you to be on crutches on the radio.
Point. But you know what it is, Dr. Batar? It was this week when we heard that Donald Trump was going to, or last week when he was going to put RFK Jr. in a position to head a commission to oversee issues of vaccine safety and scientific integrity, especially as it relates to the CDC. And I was just, like, beside myself excited about that. I was like, you know, this guy's going to be president, and he's actually acknowledging there are issues there, much less knowing that there are, that he would, you know, put somebody that's far left liberal, but they're aligned on that issue. And it got me excited. It got me fired up, you know?
Yeah, well, we talked about, you know, Trump's awareness of this while he was still on the campaign trail. So, yeah, I'm actually glad that he did that, and of course he got attacked for it, but I'm glad he did it, and I'm very hopeful that it will make a difference.
Yeah, and I'm under no illusion that there aren't forces allied against him and Bobby Kennedy even on this issue, and they want to sabotage it because, you know, the vaccines are a serious, serious, in my humble opinion, the way it's run today, evil agenda. Again, you and I, we've said this, and even some of our friends get mad at us for this when we say we're not technically anti-vaccine. We're against the way it's done today because there's nothing wrong with helping the body's immune system to learn things, safely, of course. But, man.
You're very politically correct. Yeah, I think the exact words I said was we're from the stage. I've said this. It's not that Robert and I are against the vaccines. We're just anti-stupidity.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah, because that's really, if it is really, if the agenda is really to help improve the immune system of a child, then the way it's being done is completely contrary to any logic whatsoever or any science whatsoever.
Right.
And it's again, one of those hidden agendas, and it's highly suspect, because if truly their agenda was to improve the immune system, they'd be doing it a completely different way.
Right.
And so
right. That's
really what it comes down to.
Well, and props to RFK Jr. I mean, he is focused on this mercury issue like a bulldog. He will not let it go, right? And he's a guy that's been dealing with environmental issues and saw mercury in the environment and then was confronted by parents, moms, who said, hey, you need to look at this vaccine issue. And he was kind of reluctant because obviously he's always thought they were just fine. And now he sees and he's called out the CDC as a cesspool of corruption. That, yeah, mercury is the worst of the worst, but at the same time, there's scientific integrity issues where I've said scientific integrity is an oxymoron among the virologists and vaccinologists at CDC.
Yeah, I like that it's an oxymoron. That's, again, probably a very kind thing, because I think it's, you know, we get into the actual motivation behind it, and an oxymoron would indicate that they're just unaware or they're foolish or, you know, not really paying attention to it, whereas I think it's much more sinister, but that's another topic for another time.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been confronted by a patient, and I don't mean in a bad way, but in, you know, a way where, like, they're sort of exasperated. Dr. Batar, I'm so confused. There's so much information. It's coming this way, that way. One says this. The other says the opposite. I don't know what to believe. Where to begin? You've never heard that, right?
No, never. No, never.
Because it turns out the New York Times has an article called The Whiplash from Ever-Changing Medical Science. or medical advice. And
I saw that, Robert. I thought that was your title to the New York Times article. But that, you're saying actually that's how they published it?
Yeah, no, this is amazing. And it goes to the heart of not only the lay audience that might be confused, but they're saying the doctors have got to be a little confused because there's so much contraindications in terms of information of the things they thought was right and true and the way they were learned or taught. And now, oh, wait, this coming up every week. It's something new to say this is opposite that. And it's sort of like everybody's in a state of confusion, not just the lay folks, but the medical professionals as well.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that the New York Times would actually publish it. But that's actually the truth of the whole matter. And that's what so many people are frustrated by that. And I think that's led to our current state probably in the last 10 years where I think 10 years, maybe 20 years ago would be safer to say where if your doctor said it, people would trust it. And about 10 years ago, I think if a doctor said it, people would kind of laugh about it. Right now, if your doctor says it, it's pretty much they're going to go the opposite way. But that's just, I'm not saying everybody, but there's more and more of a tendency to distrust your doctor, just like they distrust the government, just like they distrust the banker, just like they distrust the financial advisors, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a trend towards autonomy and independent thinking and self-reliance and sustainability than there was 10 to 15 years ago.
Right, what the CIA still calls conspiracy theory. Right?
Exactly.
We call it critical thinking. Now, this writer wrote about this in context of the latest recommendations about, this is from the American Academy of Pediatrics, apparently. It was about, hey, we should give... No, this is from NIA, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Expert Panel. They said they recommend that you start giving babies peanut powder or extract in food because you heard of the peanut anaphylaxis that was very rare to never when we were growing up, very rare, to now so commonplace. And then come to find out that there are peanut proteins in certain vaccines that we would know are triggering these anaphylactic responses, severe allergies. And so they're saying, rather than let's look at the safety of vaccines, hey, let's just start giving them some peanut powder early. Maybe we can desensitize them before we shoot them up with this stuff.
Yeah, and here's the problem, Robert. It's kind of like the virus hunters. Everything is blamed on a virus or some kind of infection as opposed to the toxicity aspect. Same type of scenario. It's a distraction and diffusion by misdirection, as you're alluding to. And I completely agree with that. But see, the thing is that If you start looking at the cause, you said the vaccine, it's probably the vaccine with the proteins that are causing this problem. But let's go back even further. How is the allergy developing? Because the allergy, as you said, in our generation, we didn't see that problem. And in the newer generations, the younger generations, you see that almost, I don't know what the statistics are, but it's quite frequent. It's not rare by any stretch of the imagination.
Well,
I bet you.
It's common enough that you'd probably be hard-pressed to find someone who isn't aware of the sensitivity to peanuts, right, who hasn't encountered somebody. That tells you it's in the mainstream.
Right. In fact, if you pick up any labeled, any food item that's labeled, and it'll say, manufactured in a peanut-containing facility.
Yes.
So it's pretty common to actually have that issue. And so it would be interesting to see when to correlate the date of when, or not date, but the year that this started becoming more prevalent and see if there's an association with the advent of the National Vaccine Initiative in 1991, which is when they started, under the pretense of stamping out childhood disease, started inoculating everybody on the first day on the planet, first or second day
right.
on the planet. So it'd be interesting to see what that correlation, incidence of autism back then, 10,000, 1 in 10,000. I think now it's, 1 in 37 or something like that. It would be interesting to correlate the dates of when did the peanut allergy, what
sure.
was it, say, before 1991, and what was it, say, 3 years, 5 years later, and what is it now?
Right. And remember, of course, a lot of allergies associate with leaky gut, right, which, of course, there have been scientific studies to show, including Wakefield and others, that said, hey, look, we're seeing some strange stuff within the gut of children who are vaccinated. So it's not just antibiotics like napalm going in and destroying the gut, but vaccines play havoc in every area, in every system of the body.
Well, see, this allergy thing, Robert, it's the leaky gut thing, really, that leaky gut is nothing more than a delayed IgG-mediated food allergy. It's the same thing. The only difference is instead of being an IgE-mediated or possibly an IgA-mediated, it's an IgG-mediated. And so you don't see the onset of symptoms right away. You may see the onset of symptoms hours later, 24 hours later, 36 hours later. It could be as far as 72 hours later. And so you don't associate the ingestion of that food with that problem, particular problem. So leaky gut is the exact same thing. It's all an allergic reaction. The question is not if it's what's causing it, if it's an allergic reaction or not. The question is, what induces an allergy in one person and not another person? And so one thing is, if you disrupt the immune system from the way it's supposed to occur, how it's supposed to function, then you're going to end up creating these types of anomalies that are really a compensatory response. So you can either have a hyperimmune response or you can have a hypoimmune response. You can either have a attenuated, decreased response, or you can have a really flared up type of response. So in people with scleroderma and lupus and this type of stuff, the peanut allergies that they're talking about, these are a hyperimmune response to some type of a substance, which is offending to the system. And I bet you that if you didn't have the toxic substances in these vaccines that create a hyperimmune, or that cause a disruption in the immune system and cause immunosuppression, plus the adjuvants like the protein powders that you're talking about, the peanut protein powders and some of these other things that are in there, like the formaldehyde and this and that, then yes, you wouldn't end up having a severe disruption. It's almost like hitting the immune system with a baseball bat on the behind the head and in front of the head. You're giving them an immunosuppressive, and at the same time you're giving them something to cause a hyper response.
Right.
You're pulling on both sides, and that's what causes this type of problem. The body is responding. I'm surprised it doesn't cause more problems than it does, but I think later on in life that's where the contribution to cancer and other types of more chronic and more insidious disease processes begins.
Well, and that's where we look toward homeopathics to sensitize the immune system, like we've talked about nozodes and the concept of homeoprophylaxis, because rather than hammer blowing the stuff with what, you know, the office of the world think, oh, that's only a little bit, which is just tremendously overwhelming in a little infant. You're talking about energy signatures, gentle ways to nudge the system, to awaken the system, alert the system, as opposed to, you, as you described it well, the hammer blow of the head by Lucille, according to those who watch The Walking Dead. Yes, Super Don, I know about Lucille.
You lost me on that one, but I've heard.
You got to be a Walking Dead fan to know that.
Yeah, see, my son wanted a baseball bat for Christmas. I'm like, dude, you going after the baseball team? No, I want a bat like Negan. I'm like, what? And so you go online and you actually see this stuff. People are selling it. But fortunately, I found this cloth that looks like barbed wire. So I didn't get him real barbed wire, just so you know. And no, he hasn't hit anybody over the head. He knows the difference between fiction and reality. All right, folks, we got Dr. Raja Bajar on, Advanced Medicine, and a little bit of the walking whatever for Super Don. We're going to be back with more powerful healing. We've got a big question of the day for Dr. Bajar as well. You won't want to miss it. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, each week we go to advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. He's the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. You can find him at drbitar.com, drbutar.com. We'll have news of an upcoming webinar and how you can participate a little later in the show, so don't go anywhere. Stick with us through it all. And we got, you know, more on this New York Times article, Dr. Bitar. This is really fascinating because it says, you know, people are all have been confused for a long time. Conflicting information, even in the nutritional world. You go in a health food store, one thing's good, then it's bad, right? Same thing within the medical literature, peer-reviewed literature. And doctors have got to be their heads spinning. So the question is, how can we help them, right? Because you've been on a solid path. I've been on a pretty solid path, you know, in helping folks. And you've been training doctors with advanced medicine seminars over the years, but you don't have them often enough. So, you know, what can we say? How do we kind of take it from the broad confusion that the New York Times is referencing here to something that can help the docs help the people?
So it's a difficult thing to recommend a source of information that is always going to be reliable. I mean, it almost seems like that you set this question up so I can say, well, I think people should listen to our show to get the best information. I don't know if that's what your agenda was, but
Superdon said. Superdon said, hey, do that and funnel them all into the show. Okay. Yeah, to the show, yes.
But Superdon didn't expect me to come out and just give our agenda out. Like, you know, he's probably going, damn it, why did you have to say that?
He's like,
yeah,
I tried
to have a meeting. We need to have a meeting after the show, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah. See, you can't fool Dr. Bitar. He's on to you.
So, and I'm sure he wasn't trying to fool me, but it's like, you know, this would be a good opening and we can go there and then, yeah. Well, you know, look, natural news, I think, is great. You and I both, we all watch a lot of the information there. Super Don's done work for them too. So, I mean, I think they're a great source. I think that the most important thing is for a person to rely upon their own BS meter.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say the word.
Yeah, thank you.
Meter.
You can say Bullsnot.
Yeah, their Bullsnot meter, because this is the thing. I think the reason that the show, for example, or the advanced medicine seminars or TIDES program or many of the things that are good, solid information, I think the reason that they organically grow and they end up having a spontaneous almost eruption and growth and worldwide following, et cetera, is because the information that's being provided resonates with the individual, and their BS meters don't go off. So, truth has a way of resonating. And I think if people rely on that and say, okay, I don't know whether the source is good or not, but how does it make me feel? Does it make sense to me? Does it follow logical thought process? Is it a sequential, linear thought process? Or is it just extrapolating something out of nowhere? Like if you sit down and think about how the vaccines work and you think about what the mechanism of action is, and you start looking at what's in the vaccines, there is an obvious disconnect. It's like, wait a second, how can you say 1 + 1, whatever, you know, whether you say it's 2 or 11 or whatever number, but it's certainly not going to be equal to WZX, you know?
Yes.
And numbers, you know, you can argue about math, but it's not going to lead to something else. So
I think where you're going, I love where you're going, because truth resonates, doesn't it? And you can feel it. Now, some people would say it's a smell test. You can smell the smell test, but unless you're suffering with anosmia, then you can't pass the smell test. But we're talking about smell of another sense, if you will, a deeper sense of right and wrong, of truth and lies. And, you know, we cannot overlook the importance of that, because so much of the confusion is caused by the misdirection, purposeful misdirection, to say, no, there's no way your gut, your heart could ever sense what is right and wrong. You need to come to us, the experts. We've got the degrees.
That's exactly right, Robert. That's exactly right. They need to rely on themselves. They need to rely on their own resonance matching up with the information that's being provided to them. And, you know, here's the thing. Your truth and my truth may be different than somebody else's truth. And this is what, at some point, certain people are not ready for certain information. And there's that old thing, when the student is ready, the master will appear. You can say that in the journey that we have in life, some of us have to go through that evolutionary process. Some of us are more evolved. Some of us are not as evolved. So whatever the answer is, for everybody, the message may be different. I think the end result, the desire is the same, but we have to start to rely upon, I don't want to get too, you know, fluff metaphysical here, but my point is we have to rely upon our own innate intelligence to guide us, and that's really where that truth lies.
Amen, brother. That's right. You preach it, Dr. Bitar. I'm with you. Absolutely right. No. That's the real, reliance on the inner messages coming from source, the creator. We're there with you. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Links are up. We've got more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you get to ask your questions any time of the day or night, 24-7. I don't care what time zone you are around the world. You can do so by calling 866-939-BELL and leaving a message when we're off the air or live on the air. Or go to robertscottbell.com and submit a question there for me and or Dr. Rasha Bitar, which somebody has just done.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's for me and you, Dr. Bitar, from Terry. It says, hi, RSB and Dr. Bitar. I have a situation I'd like to share with you to get your thoughts. I have a friend who acquired pneumonia last spring and went through two rounds of Levaquin. Of course, she was overtaken with candida, to which they then prescribed four rounds of nystatin and a round of fluconazole. She's still very sick with symptoms of something she describes as a flowering that begins in her upper chest and extends into her head and ears with increased mucus production whenever she eats anything. Her ears are ice cold to the point of being painful. She feels she is dealing with candida. I suggested the silver nebulizer treatment and gave her your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. She began using silver and reports she is feeling like she might live now, but still having overwhelming symptoms. Her MD suggested an enhanced CT scan of her lungs, and when they did, the contrast did not show up in her lungs. They're all baffled. She told them about the silver, which she had not done for 24 hours prior to the scan, and of course, they have no idea. Any suggestions of the next step to improve her immune system or ideas about why the contrast did not show anything up? Thanks so much for all you do to help us be healthy in spite of the allopathetic profession. Terry, wow, that's cool. Terry's on board. Thank you for asking that. And I read through it quick because it's a lot, but Dr. Matar, I think you saw it as well. What do you think we can do to help in this case?
Well, I think the nebulizing of silver is a very sound way of doing things when it comes to improving ventilation of the lungs. And I think that one of the other things that can be done is I actually use a combination. Again, now we're not prescribing a treatment here.
Right, just general information. Yeah.
General information. So one of the things that a person can do is they can take 50 parts silver and 25 parts hydrogen peroxide and 25 parts saline or water. There's different mixes that you can do. Sometimes the peroxide, when you nebulize it, can be sort of burning. But I usually use a combination, and it really seems to work well. I've used it with not only just acute cases, but the chronic cases are actually more difficult to deal with because it's just been there for so long, and the body, I think, goes into that mode, and it's always in defensive mode, and then you've got other opportunistic things that have grown. So you've got the whole ecology of the lung having been changed, and so sometimes it takes some time to reverse it. And so that's one of the things that they're already doing, so that's good. I know this is a really, it's going to sound silly, but this is one of the things that I believe is really, really forgotten. And that is, in Eastern philosophy, you get your power from what they call the chi. You get your power from your breath. In martial arts, you get your power from your breath. Right. And I think people don't breathe correctly. That's one of the problems. And if it's an exercise of taking deep breath in and out every day, like really taking in a deep inspiration. And remember, when you inspire, your stomach shouldn't be going in. It should be going out. You should inspire, taking the breath in. Your stomach should be going out. And take it to the maximum level. And if you think you can't take any more, take it in just a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then start breathing it out. And what happens with most people is they start coughing. Sometimes they'll have a violent fit of coughing. And the reason is because they're getting air and oxygen into parts of the lungs that haven't been expanded.
That's right. The reason exercise
is so good.
No, and you're not being, this is not silly at all. I love that you're going here too. In fact, I remember, recently, like, someone had a stethoscope to my chest, like a nurse practitioner or a PA, somebody that was learning, right? And said, take a deep breath in and then breathe out. Okay, breathe in again. And I said, I'm still breathing out. You know, because I when I can breathe deep, I can breathe deep. Because, you know, I get that, the chi energy. I thought it was funny. I was like, they're used to people breathing so shallow. They're like, you didn't give me a chance to breathe out yet. Come on, man. So
exactly. I mean, I actually sometimes just lay in bed, and my wife will ask me, I can slow my breathing down, and I'm not trying to necessarily hold my breath. I can basically take two breaths in a minute. So my inhalation and my exhalation will take 30 seconds.
Wow.
And that may sound ridiculous, but it's, you know, I've been doing this for years, and so your body will become accustomed to it. And your heart rate, you'll actually become conscious of your heart rate changing when you take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out. In martial arts, to get your portion, people break those boards and this and that. You'll see on YouTube, you'll see some of these people that are able to break boards, and then when they're doing it and they can't break it, and it's the funny videos that keep on hitting themselves, it's because they're not focused, they don't have the breath, they're not channeling through themselves. So the point is here, it's just a therapy thing. Get more oxygen in there because oxygen is going to be, obviously we need it to survive, but oxygen is also detrimental to certain other anaerobic species of bacteria, certain other things like with cancer, for example, go and increase their oxygenation. So just getting out somewhere, you know, opening up your windows or just taking deep breath in. Of course, you don't want to do it if you live in China or somewhere with this high levels of air pollution.
Oh, yeah.
But just deep breathing in and out, get that. You know, it's almost like taking a blanket and dusting it so you can get all the cobwebs and all the food items and all the bugs and all that stuff out of your...
Right.
Out of what's been sitting in that blanket for the last 2 months of it hasn't been used.
Well, once again, going deeper than anybody expects that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine version with Dr. Arasha Bitar. You know, there's another aspect. Our good buddy, Dr. Roby Mitchell, of course, really addresses the fungal issues, right? And in this case, this woman was on nystatin and fluconazole multiple rounds. And, you know, listen, it's one thing to use an antifungal, you know, in a short burst to get you over a crisis, but man, they are liver toxic. If you don't know what you're doing, you can make things worse.
You can. Having said that, sometimes if it's really gotten bad, the person's become really susceptible, you know, it's a good tool to use if you have, one, the accessibility to it, and two, you have somebody that knows how to use it. And,
right.
And I have resorted to that. In fact, 1997.
We talked about that recently.
Yeah, from 1997 to probably 2001, I think I've prescribed more antifungals, prescription antifungals, than probably all the doctors in the United States put together. I prescribed a lot of them, and especially with children, and there was we saw an improvement. The problem was, of course, if you don't deal with the underlying toxicity issues,
right.
Once you stop the antifungals, the problem will come right back. So you have to do it in conjunction. And the way we did it, we dealt with the underlying pathology, and we were able to actually, when we took them off the antifungals, continue to see improvement. I eventually stopped using prescription antifungals as much as I did. I still use them occasionally, but I stopped using them as much because we had other modalities that worked as well, and we could keep them on them for
right.
a longer period of time without any detrimental side effects.
Yeah, and that's the point of this. It's like you said, we have talked about the use of drugs in appropriate fashion versus the way they're utilized pretty much all around the world, the Western world today. And there is a distinction that needs to be made, kind of what we talked about, the confusion of doctors among all the science, even their own science, if it's not confusing, their misapplication of the medicines, because maybe they don't know enough. I don't know. I mean, I'm not making excuses, but, you know, that's where these tools become destructive instead of helpful.
That's exactly right. It's we've talked about this before, so it's not the tool, but as I like to affectionately refer to it, it's the idiot who's wielding the tool that makes a difference.
Yeah, using it wrong or too long, any number of ways to go about it. Now, we talk also about modulating immunity. There's an interesting article here on the Natural Blaze about mainstream science finally admitting that vitamin C has the ability to cure cancer, and it's not a conspiracy theory. I call it vitamin C-mo-therapy. You know, we've talked about this. I believe selenium can do it micrograms, what C can do it grams. But, again, there are ways to address aggressively flooding the system with vitamin C. It seems to have benefits, seems to be science supporting it.
Yeah, and vitamin C has been a mainstay in our practice since we started. I mean, it was one of the first things that I was doing, high-dose vitamin C. And there are certain protocols that are looking for therapeutic levels of vitamin C. I usually do it based upon body weight, but some of the newer stuff that's come out actually talks about how different people may utilize it or metabolize it differently, and so they're looking for a specific level, a therapeutic level that's measured in the blood. And there's various ways of using vitamin C, but the use of vitamin C as a therapeutic modality should not be overlooked. It should be always considered. And the unique thing about vitamin C is people call vitamin C an antioxidant. And yes, it does have antioxidant components to it, but vitamin C in cancer, it's not working through the antioxidant component. It's actually acting as an oxidant. And this may be...
It's interesting you say that, because even in this article, they talk about increasing hydrogen peroxide levels in cells, interestingly enough.
Yeah. So I didn't know whether that was too deep to get into this conversation. We may not even have enough time, but basically, vitamin C is, you know, when you talk to people about ozone, for example, right, ozone is very detrimental. It's very negative. And so when you ask a provider that's doing ozone therapy, well, why would we do something that's non-beneficial? Well, again, it's how you utilize the tool. Understanding how ozone works, it becomes a very, very powerful modality of treatment. Ozone, hydrogen peroxide, ultraviolet blood irradiation, vitamin C, these are all oxidant therapies that, if used appropriately, can be highly, highly effective at reducing the body's burden of some of these opportunistics and stimulating the immune system, causing some of the types of reactionary type of responses that are desired responses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like I said, these are the things that, you know, we go back and we've talked about IV chelation therapy, you know, in the early part of the 20th century. Discovered and utilized for removing lead specifically. And then they found the side benefit that calcification within the arteries was being cleared up. And suddenly doctors said, hey, why don't we do this for cardiovascular disease? And, of course, there was an emerging science, if you can call it that, of bypass surgery. It became a multi-billion-dollar operation. They said, you know, we can't have doctors doing this for cheap without opening patients up. And, of course, then it became quackery. So there's a lineage, there's a history as to how this concept came about, where they had to discredit anybody utilizing things like vitamin C or the amino acids you talk about in chelation, and they had to discredit it.
And that's actually the subject of my book that was actually supposed to come out before The Nine Steps, which hopefully will be coming out in the very near future. It's been written a long time ago. Some things that we're updating in it right now, but it's exactly about this history and how the treatment, which was actually in the physician's desk reference in the 1950s and recommended by doctors before the advent of bypass surgery, and then, of course, when that came along, as you said, it was, made to be not effective. And it's even been written about in the Mesolis textbook of cardiology, which I'm looking at right now. It's been written about in many peer-reviewed papers and the importance of reducing heavy metals. So it's a very valid treatment. And, of course, like everything else that works, you know, it's ridiculed and goes through the three phases of truth.
Yep, and it's self-evident for some of us, but we're already there. And if you're not, we're here for you. When we come back, I know you can't get enough of Dr. Batar. We've got an upcoming webinar this week. We're going to tell you about how you can participate. Pay attention and write it down or go to the Robert Scott Bell Show show notes. It'll be there. We're going to talk about it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him?
Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Every once in a while, you know it, you crave some bonus Dr. Batar, right? We do these, we've done advanced medicine seminars over the years, and now online webinars as well. And there's one coming up this Wednesday, I believe it's the 19th of January. Yep, that's right. So it's 18th. Wow, man, it's coming up quick, folks. If you want to take part, it's a private association. Therefore, Dr. Batar, and occasionally when I participate too, we can say things we can't say even on the air. No, it's true. And in order to participate, Super Don, sending out the links. We're going to add it in the show notes. I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you who are not auditorily impaired, you're hearing it. It's advancedmedicine.info. advancedmedicine.info. But if you go there and you don't know the code, the special code, the invitation from me, Robert Scott Bell, the Robert Scott Bell Show, you ain't going to get in. Just going to tell you. And it's not that, oh, we don't want you in. We want you in. You're listening, so I'm about to give it to you. If you haven't done this before, you got to be a member of the ORS Association. It might cost you a buck, a dollar, if that. If you're already a member, it's not going to matter. But 1358 is the code to get in. Advancedmedicine.info, 1358, and you got to go in and agree to the things that say, hey, you know this is not about public health, and so you can be able to receive direct information without censorship. Did I say that correctly, Dr. Batar?
You did. You said it beautifully. In fact, if you're forget about the webinar for a second. If you listen to what Robert and I talk about, and if you really... if it makes sense to you, if it resonates with you, and if you really feel that it opens you up and makes you feel like what we're talking about is your truth, then forget about the webinar for a second. You should join that, because it's going to give you an ability to access content that otherwise you would not get. And the reason you wouldn't get it is because we're not allowed, we're not protected by the freedom of speech. Now, if we were talking about pornography or something like that, we would be. But because we're talking about health, we're not protected. Yeah. And I'm only being a little facetious here.
You're right. I mean, you can talk about some horrific stuff as long as it's not about empowering people to heal themselves without Big Pharma and FDA. And, you know, anything goes. But you start healing people without permission, right? We don't ask for permission where none is required. When you're part of a private association, you're no longer in their domain, right?
That's right.
They get to butt out.
They can't use the argument that under pretending to be concerned about your safety and because you're members of the public, you're not smart enough to know what's right for you and what's wrong for you. So that's why they have to step in and police it. So this is basically you acknowledging that you don't need that protection. You don't need that policing. And when you get entered in the private association, you are now, they have no jurisdiction over you. And so we have thousands upon thousands of people that are members. It's $99 a year. That's what the association fee is supposed to be. But as a special, we've said that's $1 because we're not trying to make money on this. We just want people to have a venue to get in, to get information. So it's a lifelong membership for $1. So even if you don't want to, you're not interested in this webinar, I would still encourage you to get in there. And Robert, I don't know whether you know this, but for all people that are in the IADSW, all the Know Your Options DVDs, all six are from the ones that you narrated.
Yep.
They're all in there for free. They're all streaming, and everybody can have access to them. So
wow.
These sell for like 80, 90 bucks each eBay, on Amazon, I mean.
Yeah,
and
that's worth the price of admission. Beyond worth the price of admission. International Association for a Disease-Free World, go to advancedmedicine.info, your code, your invitation code, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show in Advanced Medicine, 1358. Super Don, did you send that out, blast it out to the world? Those following us on Twitter and Facebook?
Just did.
Okay.
And
so it's
Robert,
out there
just one other thing. Once they get into the association, then you'll see the link for the webinar, and you can then just go ahead and register for that link.
Beautiful. And if you don't want to do that, you can always become a Democrat and take more expensive drugs. Because the final story of the day, it goes to the Democrats voting no on prescription drug imports because they say, hey, drugs are too expensive. Yet when given an option to make it cheaper by allowing imports, they vote no. Why? They receive 70% more big pharma money than those who supported. Now, Dr. Bitar and I are not arguing the problem of healthcare in America is that drugs are too expensive. We think they're far too available. You know, we want more healing substances, not toxic substances. But the reality is there's so many conflicts of interest in those that pretend to protect the public health. In fact, they're harming it. And yet those are the ones that get away with it. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not with Dr. Bitar when we go advanced medicine. Hey, great show, Dr. Bitar. Enjoyed it immensely.
Well, thanks, Robert. I enjoyed it, too. I think it's like always, it goes too fast.
Yeah, everybody, breathe deeply like Dr. Bitar does and then report back to us. In the meantime, Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know before we go.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.